Communities in every part of the state have been damaged by opioid deaths. Last year, for the first time, there was an overdose death in every single county in Ohio. Dayton and Montgomery County led the state, but rounding out the top five are all rural counties: Fayette, Clinton, Clark, and Brown. The CDC says the rural overdose death rate has been higher than the urban rate for a decade, and those communities are struggling to get a grip on handling that.
There's no words to describe the darkness. None. It's been hell. It's been a living hell.
There was a time when Clermont County farmer Roger Weinmiller admits he didn't want to talk about what happened to his family. But the nation now knows from a front page story in the New York Times, Roger lost two of his three kids to opioid overdoses, and his surviving son has been in recovery for 20 months.
What I do by reaching out to addicts and the families and doing what I can to spread awareness, help raise the stigma, and to help educate people is my morphine to my pain. Because the pain today is just as real as it happened 2 years ago. It's not any less. It's there.
Weinmiller's terrible, tragic story is also not terribly uncommon in rural areas. The opioid crisis has hit home and on the farm and in the church, which is often the heart of a rural community. Greg Delaney is the pastor at Xenia's Freedom Church. It helps operate a men's sober living house, a pay-what-you-can-afford cafe, and other programs serving hundreds seeking help for addiction just blocks away from Xenia's illegal drug hub and 20 minutes from Dayton, the state's opioid overdose capital.
When you do the math in Ohio, one out of three folks are being impacted by the issue in the state. So one of the things we try to encourage and tell the church is, you know, church, those folks that are dealing with this are sitting in your pews already.
Delaney has gotten a lot of attention for his work. He's the faith coordinator for the Ohio Attorney General's Heroin Outreach Unit and was invited to the White House in March. But all that attention doesn't necessarily help rural residents recognize addiction and know what to do about it. Concerned groups have been reaching out, including the rural community tradition that was founded in Clark County more than a century ago, 4-H. Ohio State University Extension 4-H specialist Teresa Ferrari helped create an exhibit on opioid abuse that's gone to county fairs and other events.
I think maybe it's more hidden. Maybe there's not the resources necessarily in our rural areas that can help with the addiction problem. So I think it's gone unnoticed, but not any longer. I think people are starting to become much more aware of that.
That closeness can be an advantage, says Delaney, if the community and the church learn to understand addiction.
Right now, the addicted community often look at the church in three ways: as homophobic, as hypocritical, and as judgmental. So it's helping the church to understand you've got kind of a misperception out there in this public. But then on the other side, how do you create a welcoming social environment so that people can feel like, oh, they get me. They're not going to judge me.
And Weinmiller says getting out the message of love and support for people and families struggling with addiction can be tough in a small town where many residents put premiums on pride and privacy.
Because of that, a lot of times it stands in their way from opening up and asking for help. I will say that at one point in time, I don't ever want to say I was really embarrassed about what my kids did, but I didn't really talk about it. And then, you know, way before I lost my kids, I would, you know, if it would come up, I would talk about opening up what I knew, but at that point in time, I wasn't really educated on it. Don't hold it in.
Among the complex reasons for the high rates of opioid use and overdose in rural areas is the fact that treatment can be hard to find and far away when it is. A study released last year from Ohio State University's SWANC program in rural urban policy found Ohio only has enough treatment capacity to reach up to 40% of the 170,000 Ohioans who need it. Karen Kessler at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.